I'm not gonna do it again, but that was a bar. That was a bar.
I'm dead. I'm coming.
Where you at? Drop a piss in the Addy. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the back. Okay. They like, hey, where you at? Where you at? Drop a pants in the Addy. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the back. Okay.
What's going on, Goals Gang? You already know who it is. It's your fave, Corporapreneur, Top Goals, back with another episode of Somewhere in a Bag. And I have a very special guest with me today. We have Obataye, Tere, Solaris.
Wow.
Sorry, Solaris.
Thank you, Solaris. Okay. Wow.
In the building, and I'm super excited to be chatting with him on the podcast today. So
thank you.
Welcome to the Goals Game.
Goals Game, what's good? It is me and Senorita Jigglypuff right here. So, you know, we're just going to try our best and have a good time today.
Yeah, we're just going to vibe out. Literally met the guy off the street, literally.
Fact.
So, like, we're gonna all get to know him together today, okay?
Indeed. Hello there.
So, tell the people what your name is today, truly. Like, okay. What do you go by?
Okay. My name is Tere, but I do go by Solaris as my alias. And quickly, I mean, do you want me to get into like why I made Solaris or
how get I came into up with it? Yeah, okay. Often creatives have, you know, their artist name or their alter ego, whatever. So tell us how was Solaris born?
Okay, cool. So Solaris born around like 2020, and it was really just, well, really the name of my Instagram is Creating Solaris. And so the whole notion of that is, so I'm into film, right? I'm a director, producer, actor. But right now I'm in the lane of director right now. And so this is really years of preparation that I'm actually able to take this step now. But all this stuff started around 2019. And as far as the name Solaris, it came from, like I said, I thought I made it up, to be perfectly honest with you. But turns out it's a movie. George Clooney was in it, and there's a earlier movie than that that's also named Solaris. But regardless, Solaris means, I think, property of the sun, because the root word of Solaris is Sol, S-O-L, and so, which means sun. And so I always felt like I always bring light and, you know, positive energy into the room. I can bring warmth, you know, so properties of the sun, a.k.a. Solaris. And then so just with the name of Creating Solaris, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way, for, like, giving me the eye contact, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, it's always hard to, like, balance, right?
Because we're having a
three-way conversation. So
exactly. So basically with Solaris, right? With the whole notion of creating Solaris. So just really my journey from now until like whenever like I get famous and that's a win. Hello there, Wiz.
So
indeed.
They basically call you Sun, technically, because you shine like one.
Indeed. You know, type. She did a little, you know what I mean? But yeah, just following my journey, creating Solaris and creating who I am, who I would like to be. So yeah, that's me.
That's dope. Okay. Do I have an alter ego slash? I go by Top Goals.
Top Goals, okay.
Tot.
Oh, because Tatiana. Right, makes sense.
Top Goals, Tati Goals, more so Top Goals, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and wow, I don't have nearly as cool of a, like, background story.
It's not about, like, being, like, cool, though. You know what I mean? It's just, how did you, like, get into it? Like, how did you...
I had a couple, like, name changes, honestly. But how I arrived at Goals, and that's really, like, any type of business name that I have, you know, as a creative or creatorpreneur, or whatever you want to call it, you gotta have multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, Somewhere in a Bag is like the only thing I own that doesn't have the word goals in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I always like, I was always fascinated with like motivational speakers and stuff like that. So I'm like, man, I want to be like inspirational. So like I started going by top goals, and at the time I didn't feel like a person someone should look up to. But like I guess it's a journey as well. It's a journey to becoming one of the people that I look up to. So like the routines, the fitness, you know what I'm saying? The multiple streams of income, and just uplifting people and motivating them to achieve their goals.
Following that dream and following their heart and stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's a really big thing. And I think that's something that like I take as well. Again, and that's why I wanted it to kind of be like that. I wanted it to be uncut and raw so people can like actually see and track the journey of, okay, they can tell from like this video, maybe he was a little bit more like unsure of himself. And then as you can see, like as things go on and progress, you can see, okay, he added this artistic flair there. He added this, he added that, you know, to his sequence. So it's like, I'm given the blueprint of how, what it takes and what it looks like to get to that. The blueprint.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
This was not rehearsed, by the way. I'm so glad we like collectively decided to like start doing this. But the blueprint, because I feel like, I don't know, like we just came to a part of the of society. It's like, okay, everybody creates content or whatever, but they want to just pop out as the finished product.
Right.
And that is becoming disingenuous now. Like, we want to see the raw nitty gritty. Like, entrepreneurs, they want to talk about their 50K day, but we want to know the day you barely broke even, or like the day you was in the red. Like, that's really where the beauty is in the journey, honestly. So,
I think that if you're on this journey and you are trying to like get to a level to where now people are recognizing you for your work, you have to be able to embrace the journey and embrace the fact of being in that moment and knowing that it's going to be okay. You have to, you know, find a way out of it, true say, but at the same time, it's just a part of it. And that's literally what it is. Actually brings me into what I actually was thinking about, something that was said to me actually earlier this week. Embracing the rhythm of life. That's really what it is. And so the rhythm of life is, you know, you have your ups, you have your downs, and whatever case may be, you know, either which way. But I think that this is something my aunt was telling me when she was talking about how she had all four of my cousins 18 months apart. And she was like, we didn't plan for them. It just happened over time. And so it's four of them. So 18 months every single time. It's kind of crazy. But when you are in tune and when you're following your point of reference in life, then things just start happening for you. And I think that's the mindset you have to have for yourself, is things are happening for me, not to me.
I'm not going to do it again, but that was a bar. Honestly, though, you know what? And the way that I look at it, too, because I feel like when I started creating content, like I said, I didn't quite feel like a motivational speaker or inspirational person to follow yet, but I knew I was going to get there. And there's levels, and everybody's always at a different level. So, like, you could literally start something tomorrow and be able to impart some type of wisdom or advice to somebody who is starting, like, that day. I consider myself just, like, an overall creative, but, like, my mediums of choice are photography and videography.
Okay.
And so, like, I've only been locked in on, like, learning the actual mechanics and artistry behind it maybe, like, 2-3 years. So I'm watching these creators, like, YC Imaging, or YC Images, sorry, and they've been doing it for like decades, and you're just like, okay, what do I have to offer? But like, again, like what I just said, I've been shooting for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. So somebody just started yesterday. So I'm sure I have something of value to say to that person, or I'm not fit yet, super fit, but like I've been in the gym, like locked in for a good minute, and I've learned a few things. And so let me just speak about my journey. Like, yeah, I'm not jacked yet, but like, whenever somebody asks me, oh, how did you do it? I'll have literally like, I'm doing the 75 soft challenge right now. I'm on day 21. And so I literally...
What's the 75 soft challenge?
Oh, have you heard about the 75 hard challenge?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Okay, so I wish I knew the creator who created it, y'all. I don't. So I'm sorry, I can't give credit. Maybe I'll do my research and like put them in the description. But it's something that caught fire over social media. So there's 5 rules, right?
Okay.
The first one, you have to follow some sort of diet. You also have to drink a gallon of water every day. You have to read 10 pages of nonfiction every day. And then you have to do a progress photo. And I always, when I'm telling people, I always forget the 5th one. Anyway, it'll come to me.
This is the hard challenge.
This is hard.
Okay, this is the hard. Okay.
Because if you mess up, you have to start over.
Ooh,
and see, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that because right now I'm trying to build like a muscle for like discipline and consistency.
Right.
So like if I don't have a perfect day and I don't make it to my gallon, but I do like a half gallon, that's not like a thrown away day. I'm not starting over. So that's why I call it the soft. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's different versions, but essentially it's like a mitigated version of the 75 hard. Mm-hmm. So like for me, I've been doing, and then I think the 5th one is you got to work out 45 minutes twice a day, one outside.
Wow.
So my concession that I've made, like, my diet, I'm not really following a diet, but I am eating in a calorie deficit, and I have a protein goal.
Okay.
As long as I stay in the range of my calorie deficit and then hit my protein goal, boom, that was a good day. Drink, I don't have it like, I take it everywhere, but it's a big-ass pink gallon jug.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to finish that before dinner. Mm-hmm. So I got that. 10 pages. I'm trying to get my drone cert. So, drone certification. Like
drone certification.
Drone.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. gotcha.
So I've been studying for that. Or I'll do 20 minutes of Audible with the textbook. Mm-hmm. I always forget that 4th one. I'm missing something. I said diet, gallon of water, workout. Okay, the workout, I try to go outside sometimes, but if I don't, it's fine. And I might do 2 45s or I might do 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like my version. So that's like 75 soft.
Right.
Basically,
sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and now I forgot what the overall point was, but to bring us back to the topic at hand.
Right.
So I've been doing that for 21 days, and my whole point is like that's a goal of mine. So like I've been doing a reel like every day, like a recap reel on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
I gotta follow you on TikTok.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think I follow you on TikTok either. Just Instagram, I think. Mm. But By the way, where can we follow you? Might as well just go ahead and plug that.
Yeah, might as well do it real quick.
Yeah.
Solaris, the regular way how you spell creating, right? And then Solaris is Solaris. So
yeah,
very simple, creating Solaris.
Insert here.
Yes, creating Solaris. And I think on TikTok, it is Teray's Creative Genius or something like that. I have to tell you about it.
We will verify and I shall enter right here.
Indeed.
All right, so follow your
creative
boy.
Creative greatness or something like that, yeah.
Follow your boy on TikTok and Instagram. Those are his main platforms. Yeah,
I'll be on YouTube too. And so, you know, actually something interesting. So, you know how I've been going live lately and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I should like be like a streamer for real. because like I'm starting to like really get into that, like really like that type of like vibe and stuff. So yeah, I think I'm actually, so maybe Twitch, maybe YouTube, might just see Twitch. A little bit of everything.
Okay. Yeah, I started dabbling a little bit in streaming. But I don't know what exact. I started out streaming co-working. You ever heard of co-working?
Co-working?
Co-working. Mm-mm. It's like, so I have ADD, but everybody can benefit from co-working, but like normally when you have ADD or ADHD, you can benefit from something called body doubling. So like, for example, for some reason, when people like struggle with attention, like deficit, whatever, like I could like say my like apartment was a super mess, right? So I could literally just be sitting here all day, like overwhelmed with the fact that like, dang, my apartment looks crazy. But I'm gonna spend out like an hour or two just sitting here, just being overwhelmed by the thought. But I might invite you over, like, hey, Solaris, I need to clean my apartment, man. Can you come help? Mm-hmm. And you like, hell no, I ain't trying to help you. we not that cool. And I'm like, listen, you ain't gotta do nothing. I got snacks. I got whatever. Just sit here. And for some reason, your presence alone, just like, okay, boom,
makes apartment the clean. Yeah. What the, okay.
So like, with that being said, on every Friday, yeah, every Friday I was doing co-working sessions, which I might start back up.
Co-working sessions.
Yeah, so like you might tune in, like I'm streaming what I'm doing, and sometimes I was even like voicing it over, like if I'm like creating thumbnails or like editing a video, editing photos or something, I'm streaming myself do that. Mm-hmm. But like you can join to just like virtually be in the same presence, and you're doing your thing, I'm doing my thing, and then like you might comment or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's kind of like we're together, but we're not, but like we're both mutually being productive, or however many people are on the live or whatever. But recently I started doing Sims, but I'm not a gamer and I don't think that's gonna hold up.
Why not?
I'm just so bad at games and I get like frustrated. Like right now I'm trying to figure out how to even like Sims. It's like I created two Sims, I think. And now I'm trying to figure out like how to build us a house, and it's just the patience of like, I guess I could like look up some YouTube.
Yeah, I was about to say watching this on
YouTube. Yeah, so I might, I might keep sticking with it, but that's the thing with like attention. Like, it's hard for me to stick with something long enough to like
I have to
see it through before something else catches my attention. I'm like, ooh, I want to try that, but the death of the creative is trying to do two big things at one time. So
the death or
death.
Oh,
the
wow.
Death
of the creative.
Yeah.
So explain that concept. I've never heard of.
I never heard it before either until I just said it.
Oh, wow. I'm thinking it's like a whole
thing. No. What did I mean when I just feel like a lot of really good ideas with well intention like go to die when you don't give them your full attention.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah. But like I literally have and you know what's crazy? The first thing that came to my mind was like graveyard. I'm like, oh, this is so pessimistic. But like I won't go that far because it's like, it's not a graveyard because only if you don't write the idea down. So I've learned, even though I have thousands of things that I want to do, I write them all out and prioritize them and try to lock in on like three. And then I might shift around, but at least, you know, I don't know.
I got you.
But there's a lot of projects I've started that are just like in limbo.
They're just there.
Right now, yeah. So it's like, that's the hard thing. Like, trying to do too many things at once. Like, creatives, that's just what we create. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah. This is
right now. I got my freaking the little monitor sitting on my easel. I had a painting, and I've been painting that painting for like 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, but that's because I won't sit still and just straight up paint it. Like, I gotta be moved to do it. And then, like, okay, let me work on it a little bit. And then I'll be like, it's still not finished. I'm gonna spin back. And then it'll be like 3 years later. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I get that. I literally was just watching something before coming here, and I forgot exactly what it was saying. I have to look it up again, but before I get into the whole context, but to touch on your point, as far as like just forgetting to come back to ideas, right? Just starting an idea and leaving. It's literally something that I'm going through right now. There's supposed to be a movie that I was supposed to drop in May, right? Just something that I was going to put together. It wasn't going to be like super, like, I don't know, like, niche or anything like that. It was just going to be something that I put together, right? Mm-hmm. And just to put out there. I'm sitting on all the footage and all the storage still. And, I'm sitting on all the footage and content, and I'm losing storage because of it. Because I have so much from that I need to pull from last year and all of this year. And so, and while I'm doing that, I'm also still creating on top of whatever I'm doing. So it's like, it's stunning my growth. You're right. It's stunning my creative process. You're
preaching to the choir right now.
Yeah, it's like literally. It
sounds very familiar.
It's stunning my creative process.
Yeah.
And it's like, dang, I really need to like lock in and like at least do something with the content that I have, that I already have. It's like, I almost don't even want to create until like get all this done because I'm behind. And for me, it's a time schedule thing.
And it stifles you because you're like so anxious about like this pile of freaking content you have. Yeah. Fast. I'm going through that same thing right as we speak. And then, I don't know, and this is something we could probably talk more about offline because I don't want to like bore people, especially if they aren't like photographers or videographers or cinematographers. But like something I have been struggling with, and the reason why I'm in this same predicament, or one of them, is because I didn't have like a viable, like SOP or standard operating practice for like saving and backing up files. So all of my shit is just everywhere. And so now I'm in the process of like, okay, now going forward, when I shoot something like this podcast, I'll put the name of it and the date and then put it, and I have a specific podcast folder in my Dropbox, and then I have a hard drive too. Because my worst fear ever is to lose files also. Because I have done that before. So like I basically triple back stuff up at this point.
That's actually really good.
Yeah. But like I just feel stifled because again, I still have like a hot mess of a hard drive from before when I was just, you know, saving things wherever, however, whenever. So it's okay. It'll get better.
Facts.
Maybe we should like start a like support group or something.
A support group that help artists like just continuously back up their stuff or like make sure they trace their steps. And
go ahead.
My bad. Yeah. By the way, I know y'all see me yawning. It's not because
boring as fuck.
No, it's not because of that. It's not because of that. Literally, like I'm just kind of running off of no sleep. So because life of a creative, you know what I mean? Just up all night, early mornings, late night, you know. But yeah, just one kind of throw that in. What were you saying?
Dang, I forgot that quick.
I was just gonna say, just continuing to add this before we move on to the next topic or whatever. I know since like 2018. I have all of my ideas on my voice recordings right here. And now I put like the shooting star thing for like the ideas that like I really like, which is all, I like all my ideas. Right. So for me, I'm thinking about what I've been learning about myself is it's that like I like things done like in a particular order. And it has to be that order and look exactly the way how I want it to look in order for me to actually want to do it.
Okay.
In a way that again, it's stifling my process, mm-hmm. but because sometimes you just need to make it exist, right? But for me, I want to make masterpieces, and I want them to be beautiful, and I want people to see it and see what I see. So for me, a lot of the times I'm waiting, I'm holding them here. My main idea is here to when I do have the funds or the team that is properly picked and around me, and so I could properly bring these things to life. Mm-hmm. And that's when my true artistic mind can go wild. So that's really what I'm looking forward to, what I want. But there's still a lot of things, I guess, like ideas that I could take and make them. You have to start somewhere. I just need to go back in and just look and mm-hmm. start. And this post.
That's so, if you guys want to join our support group that we just created just now, we're going to be more organized. We're going to be focused on making things exist and not making them perfect. And we are going to make sure that our ideas don't go anywhere to die.
Yes.
So, so if you're interested in joining that, I actually do have a support group, a real one, actually. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Real Shooters of Atlanta. It's a very small, modest group chat. And I'm being so serious, that actually exists. So if y'all want to join that, if you want to join it, okay. I'll add you to the group.
Say it again. What's the
name? Real Shooters of Atlanta.
Real Shooters of Atlanta.
Gotcha. RSO. And yeah, we just kind of, and don't feel like you gotta go in there and be like, oh yeah, you know, like everybody's stuff. It's a very low pressure, because I've had group chats before where everybody's like pressuring you. Everything somebody drops in there, you gotta go immediately to like it and comment on it.
I hate groups like that.
We don't even do all that, I promise.
Like, they force you to be interactive with people.
Yeah,
like,
it stresses me out. Like, let me vibe mm-hmm. out. Like, if I like what you're posting, then I'm going to go, you know, and engage. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's false. Like, because I'm like, I'm giving you a false, but do you have more to say?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Like, you're just kind of giving, like, you're a false congratulations. Because what if I don't like your work?
Right.
You know, and I'm being honest. Like, and I think that's something for me that I'm, like, working on. Just being a little bit more disagreeable with people, because I feel like I do people please a lot. Mm. But just being like, if I like this, because usually, like, I went from a person who was on social media who didn't like anything, I would just scroll down and just don't interact with anybody, to somebody who, like, I'm like double tapping
everything. Right.
And I'm like, because at the same time, I think now, because I had this thought beforehand, before I really started taking it seriously, but I realized that this is people's lives, you know, these are people's livelihoods, people who want to create in whatever case may be. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know this stuff serves them in some type of way, and so I just kind of give my likes out just willy-nilly. So, but I think, well, unless I really just don't like it, or I'll just skip over that, but yet and still, your presence online means something. So you can't just be liking anything, because also with the algorithm it will continue to send stuff like that. Maybe you don't want that. It's just taking you further into the rabbit hole, maybe even further away from your purpose or what you have to go and do. So I don't like everything anymore.
I have to keep myself, because I think it's like a catch-22. Like, you want to support, but at the same time, again, it's your algorithm. Mm-hmm. Like, so
you have the power.
you have the power. And that was the thing that, like, trips me out about people that, like, actively go out of their way to comment negative stuff. Like, okay, don't like it, that's fine, but, like, to go out of your way.
Bro, that's so funny.
And it's just like, but I'm on your For You page though, or, you know what I'm saying, because you don't even follow me, so, like, obviously you like this type of content, and now you're engaging with me.
Because Social media is a direct reflection of you and how your mind is. Social media, the absurdity of like social media has been like crazy, like just seeing what people would do for like, you know, for views and things like that. It just gets crazy and crazier. Yeah. What's really been crazy is this AI stuff. Have you been seeing like that AI like Sasquatch and things like that and monkeys and stuff?
Yeah, I honestly, when people kept talking about like, oh, AI is gonna take your job or whatever. As selfish as this sounds, I was just like, not my job.
Right.
But I saw somebody do like a whole product commercial with like no actors, nothing, like strictly AI. Probably took them half the time, probably took them a fraction of the budget. And I'm just like, fuck.
You know what's crazy? Damn. Because you know what's crazy? I literally, because, as somebody who actively, like, uses AI for a lot of stuff, I was thinking about, like, when it comes to, like, my day in the life content, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how I want it set up. Like, if I had this running, right? I'm just going to give you a concept. So, I would literally want it to be so advanced to where... So advanced to where it knows when I'm going to wake up, so that way... Like, let's say if, like, all these stands right here that has the lights or whatever, these are powered by AI, like, bots generated or whatever. So as soon as I'm, like, walking out my house, they already are set up outside of wherever I am to catch me at certain angles because it's programmed.
Oh, you can use it. Okay.
To, like, program.
You are going somewhere completely different from where I thought you were going.
Where do you think
I'm going? I'm thinking, like... You are going to use AI to, like, artificially, basically, like, recap your day in the life. And I'm like, ugh, that's so inauthentic. Like, so you're saying it's still you.
Right.
But you're going to use AI to, like, for the logistics of the filming part.
Right. Because the thing is, and I hate to, I really didn't, like, I'm thinking about it conceptually. Because I'm like, okay, what if I had a team? Right, that is supposed to be like with me and doing whatever. But imagine if I have to call and let them know, like, hey, remember, we got to reschedule this, you know, to 1 a.m., you know, be at the house by 1 a.m. instead of this. And they have families, they have things that they're doing instead of it being like AI controlled bots that I'm already programming in. And the crazy thing is, my mind is so forward. I think I actually know how to like do that, like to actually make that stuff, which is crazy. But that's a side note. But to kind of finish the point here, right? It would take the jobs away because I would want it to be exactly, again, how I said in the beginning, you know, I would want it to be exactly how I would want it. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I think that, like, both has pros and cons, right? Like, you want to... There's nothing like a human touch, but then there's also nothing like a non-humanless touch. Because it's like, okay, when you put humanity into it, there's emotions, there's like labor laws and all that. Fact. But like,
if you gotta pay them either too.
Yeah, AI. You were saying you don't have to pay AI, right?
Right.
So. You don't have to pay AI, and, like, if you do want to, like, wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and shoot something, like, you're not waking anybody up. You're just like, Alexa, you know?
Or, like it's, like, some Tony Stark stuff. That's really what I was, like, thinking about, like, literally, like, just kind of standing there and, like, or, like, typing something in because I know I'm going to wake up at this time. Excuse my thing, but... I know I'm going to wake up at this time, so it's like, all right, set this to be at this angle, this, that. Like, I'm typing it all in, and all of it moves, it moves into place, and it's already there. So it's like, and set recording at 12:50. So that way, it gets me naturally sleeping, gets the alarm, me waking up.
Oh, that's hard.
The cameras are on at the particular parts of the house. But see, I'm about to go super deep into it, so... Never mind. It's part two.
Not just playing. Yeah.
Part two. We're doing a series.
Apparently, we're doing a series, y'all. So, yes. Stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the back. Okay.